Chapter 12. Christmas Day. 7 a.m. The interior is bright and bold as the sun shines into the main bedroom. Harry squints to see the alarm clock on his nightstand. 7:03? It's Christmas morning, for Pete's sake. Why can't I even sleep in? If it's not the kids, it's Max. Max pushes the door open and enters the room, jumping on the bed. Speak of the devil. Susan, are you going to let this beast get away with this? Susan? Harry looks to the other side of the bed, but it is without his wife. Max makes himself at home and lies belly up as Harry rubs the pooch's tummy. I bet you'd like to go outside, wouldn't you? Harry asked Max. Woof! Is the reply. Okay, big guy, let's proceed to the backyard post-haste, shall we? Harry asked. Max leaps up from the bed and is out the door in a flash. Harry dons a pair of sweats and throws a baseball cap as he slips on a pair of slippers and begins his trek down the stairs to the kitchen. As Harry walks through the house, the reality of the previous night sets in once again. I thought maybe I was just dreaming the whole thing, but no, there are 70 dead people in my house. I feel like that kid in that movie. I see dead people. Harry lets Max out to do his morning business and then grabs an orange juice from the fridge. As he pours a glass, a little boy comes up behind him and pulls on his sweatshirt. Mister, I'm hungry. Can I have some waffles and fried chicken? Asks the little boy. And who might you be? Asked Harry. My name is Ernest. I love chicken and waffles. Please, can I have some? Why are you here? Who are you with? I mean, how is it you're in my house? Asked Harry. I don't know. What's with the third degree, mister? I'm hungry. Okay, okay, keep it down. You'll wake the dead, Harry said and then realized his faux pas. Harry decides it's time to find Susan. As he scans the family room area, he searches for Susan's familiar face amongst the bodies scattered all about. It looks like a bomb went off with clothes flung about and half-naked people lying everywhere. At last, he spots her fast asleep on the couch with her mother. He motioned to Ernest to stay put and proceeded to wake Susan. Honey, Susan, baby cakes. It's time to wake up and make some chicken and waffles, he said to her sweetly. Without opening her eyes, she turned away from Harry and said, Who are you, and what have you done with my usually grumpy morning person of a husband? Did you say chicken and waffles? Okay, so really, who are you? She asked. It's me, your husband and soulmate. Now get up and make Ernest some chicken and waffles before he has a meltdown, Harry replied. Eyes still closed, Susan replied, Tell him to make his own damn waffles and chicken. Who the hell is Ernest, anyway? He's about 6 years old. I doubt that he can cook. Come on, Susan, get up and take care of this little guy, Harry pleaded. Marilyn suddenly sat up and said, I'll make the little chap a bowl of cereal to hold him over until we can fry up some chicken. Thanks, Marilyn. He's in the kitchen. You can't miss him. He's the only one around here under 3 foot tall except for Max. Max! I forgot about him being out in the yard again. I'll be back, Harry said as he walked to the back door. Susan raised her arms over her head and stretched as she opened her eyes. Looking around her, she was reminded of what transpired over the last 12 hours. She looked around her immediate area and asked, Where's Rose? She hears, I'm under here. From under the couch, Susan bends over and looks under the couch to see Rose smiling back at her. Why are you under the couch? Susan asked. Because Grandma snores really loud. I needed a break. Are we having chicken and waffles? Asked Rose. Highly unlikely. Why does everyone want chicken and waffles? This is Chicago, not Charlotte, Susan said. Aunt Susan, why would people eat chicken and waffles together? That sounds a bit gross. The chicken is fried, and some people like honey on their fried chicken, and honey is very much like syrup, so it does make sense in a far-fetched way, Susan says. Okay, I think I will like chicken and waffles. Let's go make some, said Rose. Or you can go to Grandma and get a nice bowl of cereal that is ready now. Chicken and waffles are going to take a few hours. What do you think? Susan asked. Hours? No way. I'm hungry now. Cereal, then, Rose concluded. Rose crawled out from under the couch and scampered off to the kitchen, where Grandma Marilyn was fixing up bowls of cereal for some hungry house guests, including Ernest.
Grandma, I want a bowl of cereal, too, said Rose.
You and about 30 other starving people, Rose. Where does your Aunt Susan keep the extra bowls?
She asked. There's some on the top shelf in the pantry, but I can't reach them, Rose replied. I can climb up and I can get them, said little Ernest. And before Grandma Marilyn could even blink, he was in the pantry climbing up the shelves. Crash!
Ernest, what on earth are you doing? Marilyn asked.
Ernest was lying on the pantry floor, buried under an avalanche of paper towels and macaroni and cheese boxes. I think I screwed up, said Ernest, who was not hurt, just embarrassed. As Marilyn and Rose removed the items from on top of Ernest, Martha appeared in the pantry door.
Ernest, I told you to keep a low profile until the time was right to introduce you. You didn't listen very well now, did you?
Martha asked. I was just trying to help, Ernest said in a sorrow-filled voice.
What do you mean by the right time, Martha? Asked Marilyn.
At this time, Susan and Harry, who heard the commotion, both entered the kitchen.
Ah, there he is, Susan. This is the kid I was telling you about who wanted chicken and waffles. His name is Ernest. Say hi to my wife, Ernest. Her name is Susan, said Harry.
How do you do, Ernest? You have created quite a mess in my pantry, noted Susan.
I'm very sorry, Miss Susan. I was trying to get the extra bowls on the top shelf. If we had made chicken and waffles instead of having cereal, none of this would have ever happened, contested Ernest.
All right, Ernest, I guess this is as good of time as any. Harry and Susan might be wondering who Ernest is and why he's here. Ernest died when he was 5 years old, but he died over 25 years ago. It wasn't until now that he could come visit because he wasn't related to anyone at the Christmas house. Now he is, Martha said.
Well, who is he related to, Martha? Asked Harry.
He's related to you, Harry. Ernest is your son.